Hey guys, before we even start this, let me explain. This podcast was not supposed to originally have been a podcast. I was looking at some stuff on Facebook and got some views and some thoughts, and it was kind of a rant, but I think it turned out pretty good, so I decided to release it as a podcast. All right, guys, so hope you enjoy it. Share with your friends, and here we go. I want to welcome you guys to Our Bop. This is Riddick's Book of Philosophy. My name's Philip Riddick, and this is where I talk about what I want to talk about the way I want to talk about it. If you enjoy this podcast, tell your friends, family, and loved ones to come in and enjoy my whimsical way of saying things, doing things, and thinking about things.
Please hold for a very important message.
Hey, everybody, sooner or later, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to take a plane, a hotel, or rent a car or something, either because you want to go on a vacation, something that you were waiting for, or really wanted to do. Or sometimes we have some unfortunate circumstances in our families where we have to travel involuntarily. Either way or the other, if you need to travel, you want to save some money. I am an independent TSA travel savings ambassador for iBoomerang. And I can save you 30 to 70% on your travel. If you send me your first and last name to the following email address, dcboomgetaways@gmail.com. Once again, dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. I can send you an absolutely free website, yours personally, that you can use whenever you want, and it will save you money. It can save your money whenever you are going away. You might be going away now. You might be going away in the future. This website is yours forever. So once again, if you want to save money traveling 30 to 70%, shoot your first and last name to me at dcboom, B-U-U-M, getaways@gmail.com. Well, hot dog, I am live. Gonna do the customary wait for a couple of minutes. I tell you what I don't like is when someone goes live and they just sit there looking, waiting for somebody to come in. Come on, man, at least say something. Talk to your audience. Talk to someone that might see this after the fact. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Kind of creepy. I think it's kind of creepy. Anyway. I'm going to be on here for a little bit, not very long. This is a simulcast. This is on my Facebook channel. This is on my, yo, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Everybody, Frack Daddy, what's going on? What's through barbecue? Jared, I'll give you a call after this, man. Hey, Goody, what's going on? I didn't mean to use your government name. Camille says, you suck. Why do I suck? Please tell me. Please tell me. Hope Mills taking it. What's going on? Somebody said I suck. That's interesting. Hey, Phil and everyone. Hey, Mona Cole. What's going on? Let me tell you, this is going to be, I got something on my mind. So right after this conversation's over, this is going to be hidden on Daddy Cooks, because Daddy Cooks is the cooking show. I don't want to keep this up there. Matt Lowe, he says, salutations. Kimberly Allen says, because I'm ugly and stupid. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That is awesome. Shots fired, LOL, dang. That is awesome. Everyone's opinions here are welcome. Even yours, Kimberly. Everybody's here opinion is welcome. Now, the reason I jumped on here is something kind of been going around. I saw it, and I want to kind of get your opinion on it. Tragedy, terrible thing happened. Hey, how you doing, Tom's Food Factory? A terrible thing happened. Young boy, got killed by a freaking black dude 25-year-old black dude, which is terrible. But a criminal killed a person. Once again, tragedy, and I hate for the family. But then I've been seeing a lot of stuff compared, saying, well, how come Black Lives Matter ain't saying nothing? How come this ain't happening? How come there's not a big uproar and blah, 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 you know, on Facebook and other places for this young man? Because they did it for George Floyd. He was a criminal and all, you know, all the other shit that they're saying. Cool. Hey, S&J, what's going on? All right. And I'm like, I don't quite understand how they're comparing the two. And maybe y'all can help me with that. I don't understand how they're comparing the two. You got a boy that was killed, unfortunately, by a criminal, like every other person that's been killed in the United States by a fucking criminal. You know, there's no big fanfare for that. That happens so much in this country. Okay. And then you have a guy, criminal or not, that was killed by law enforcement on TV. And okay. And so that struck a chord, obviously, because black people have been mistreated by law enforcement forever, ever, and ever, ever. And that was like the straw that broke the camel back. So my thing is, what's the comparison there, guys? Am I missing something? Am I missing something? Yeah. I mean, they're probably, somebody's probably getting killed right now. You never hear about it. Happens all over the United States of America. So, hey, how you doing, Mona? You feeling me on that? You know, it's a tragedy if it happens to anybody. But I don't understand how these people, certain folks, are trying to make it an uproar. Oh, they did all this for George Floyd, but they ain't doing nothing for this young man. But this young man that got killed, unfortunately, the person that killed him was caught in jail. They didn't put him on administrative leave pending a freaking internal affairs investigation. This person wasn't law enforcement. There was no expectation for this person that killed this young man to do anything. He wasn't trained. He wasn't under an oath or anything. Just some stupid fucking criminal killed a young man. How does that compare to a grown man pleading for his life that's being killed on camera by three police officers, two holding him down, one on his neck, I'm sorry, and the fourth one keeping people back? Am I missing something? Am I missing something? Now, it's a tragedy if anybody gets killed in any nonsensical kind of way or anything that's like, you know, that should gets avoided, but it shouldn't happen. I'm going to say that out loud. But come on, man, you can't compare the two. There's so many people that get killed and you don't hear shit on the news. You don't hear anything. Old people, short people, fat, skinny, tall, white, black, Puerto Rican, everything. People die all the time in the United States, killed by motherfuckers. In the United States, you don't hear shit. Now, all of a sudden, this young man gets killed by a freaking 25-year-old black dude. And it's in my state, North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina. But I don't understand how that compares to a man getting killed on camera by law enforcement. And when you're always hearing about a black person getting shot, a black person getting beat down, a black person this, black person, by law enforcement, that's a habitual thing. As is murder in America. That's a habitual thing too. But people gonna kill people. I don't know why. It happens. You know, even gun regulation. Oh, let's take away the guns. Even if that were to happen, if somebody wanted to kill you, they could bash your brain in with a fucking rock. If they want you dead, you'll get dead. I do believe. You know what I'm saying? Ink pen, stab you, push you down the stairs. If someone wants you dead, they can get you dead. Guns or no guns. I think guns make it easier in this country. But I agree, Kimberly Allen, that is sad. That is sad. But you guys chime in, man. Y'all tell me something. Can you please stop cussing? I'm just a kid. Then get the fuck out of here, Kimberly Allen. If you don't want to hear me cussing on this channel, then fucking go. I'm sorry. No, I will not stop cussing. This is my channel. I handle it the way I want to. S&J, I agree. It is two completely separate circumstances. I don't understand how people can't separate things that, in at least in my brain, are easily separated. Okay. I can easily identify the difference between a good cop and a bad cop. Most people can. Okay. Even watching the movies back in the day, the bad guys wore black and the good guys wore white. Come in with a white horse and a white freaking hat, identify the good folks and the bad folks easily. I can easily identify the difference between a peaceful protest and a riot, or a peaceful protest and a bunch of stupid people looting like they were doing earlier in Chicago. I can see the difference. All right. Now, unfortunately, the peaceful protests, if you notice, are not being broadcast on the news anymore. But every time there's a freaking riot, it is. Sensationalism. All right. Peaceful protests are boring. They're trying to get a message across. Rioting is people getting beat down and windows broken and fires and people stealing shit. So, of course, they're going to put that on the news. And I blame everybody. CNN, ABC, Fox, MSNBC, all of them. You start rioting, you're going to get everybody's attention. You start doing peaceful protests. It's kind of boring. They don't show it. They might mention it, get a little blurb. All right? Because our media is all about sensationalism. All right, I'm sorry. Tom's Food Factory says, I think the issue is that some people see white cops killing black men, but they understand it's a white man kills black men. So when a black man kills a white man, a white person, they want a riot. Or the other way around. It depends, man. Wrong is wrong. Okay, hell, here you go, Tom. When a college team wins for the first time in whatever amount of years, and you got a bunch of kids out in the streets with bonfires and jumping on cars and shit, is that not a riot? And that's just because they fucking won the game. Right? And they put that on TV too. Ernest says, there's no more logic in this day and age. Everyone is walking around just ready to be offended. No, they're not, because I don't give a shit. Can't hurt my feelings. Somebody just said I was fucking ugly or some shit. Whatever. That's your view. Someone posted something earlier, today. I'm going back and forth on Facebook with a friend of mine. Happens to be a Republican. I'm independent, but I happen to not like what's going on in the Republican Party as much right now. I have voted Republican. It depends on views. Make things go the way I think they should go. Anyway, we were going on opposite sides of an issue on something. And somebody else chimed in. I'm not going to say who it is because y'all might know who it is. Somebody else chimed in. It's like, oh, man, you might want to change your friends because they're saying this about this subject. I was like, oh, I don't determine friendship based on opinions. I determine friendship based on actions, what people do, how they treat me. I don't care how you think, as long as you ain't hurting anybody. You know what I'm saying? As long as you ain't breaking the law, doing anything illegal or immoral, you can think what you want. You know? Ernest is you're special, Phil. Earl Blackman, Little Rock police officer shot and taser hitting a guy in his eye, putting his eye out, and they said it was justified. Okay. Based on that information, what was the guy who got shot doing? Earl? All right. If the guy was just sitting on the park somewhere eating an ice cream cone, he gets a taser in the eye, then the cop was fucking wrong. But if he's being belligerent, trying to fight the cop, running toward the cop, and the cop's trying to defend himself, and I'm pretty sure he didn't aim for his eye, shit happens. That might have been justified. I don't know the story, but come on, Earl. Come on, man. If someone's got a freaking gun, I mean, a knife running at you and you're a cop, and I'm not saying that's what happened, but if someone's got a, I'll say me, if someone has a freaking knife and they're coming in my direction, I feel like they're trying to kill me, and I shoot a taser and hit you in your eye, you just lose a fucking eye. That's justified. But if I'm doing something wrong, I'm mistreating or I'm, you know, I'm overstepping my freaking oath and all that stuff, then I'm in the wrong. I don't know the story. I can't answer. I can't speak too much on that one, Earl. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. I agree, Jared. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. And most of them stink. There you go. Fighting in a parking lot with another guy. Okay. With that information, I would think that the cop was wrong, but after, here it is, Ernest, there it is. But once they were breaking up the fight, what was the guy's actions? If he was aggressive toward the police officer, did you just lose an eye? He got caught. He got caught short. I don't know. I don't know, Earl. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. Mr. Veteran Vlogs, what's going on? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I've been on for 12 minutes. I ain't going to be on long. But this thing, it was bugging me because there are people having a Facebook outrage over this young man who got killed wrongfully and tragically by a criminal who got caught. So the kid, justice for the kid, the dude got caught. Now, just because you're caught and put in jail does not mean justice. Okay. You still got to go through the trial. And if that dude's found not guilty, or if that dude's still walking around, what's that freaking girl that got killed in Florida? In her house? Those guys still out on the street. So they're yelling justice for Breonna. I don't know what's going to happen. They were yelling justice for Trayvon. Now, the legal system went through, but they let the guy go. Now, Trayvon Martin, I think, was wrongfully killed, my opinion. And I think that his legal team screwed up because they were trying to go for murder instead of manslaughter. If they would have went for manslaughter, he wouldn't have walked. But they went for murder. Murder is premeditated. I intended to kill you. And then he got degrees of that shit. All right. They couldn't prove that dude left his house freaking intending, planning on killing Trayvon Martin. That didn't happen. That's how come he walked. Now, manslaughter, you kill a person because of your actions on purpose or accidental, blah, 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 blah. But they didn't go for that. That's why he walked. But anyway, hey, Kent, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. This was just on my mind, and thanks for your opinions. S&J says everyone should have their own independent thought. Hold on, let me go scroll up. I lost that comment. Everyone should have their own independent thought, but that doesn't mean that we still can't be friends so long as they don't break the law. Listen, let me put it this way. I'm going to break it down, all right? Break it down like four flat tires, like they say. I don't care if you're a shit-talking racist. That's your view. But if you're not hurting anybody, you're not breaking the law, I don't give a damn. That's your business. Right? Or am I all jacked up? You ain't hurting nobody. You ain't breaking the law. You can think what you want. I would like to talk to you about Instacart. What if I told you that you could have local fresh groceries delivered to your front door? You can have multiple deliveries for one small monthly fee. Unlike some other apps or services that want to nickel and dime you all the time. If you don't have that special item that you need to make a special recipe, Instacart in some cases can get that to your house in as fast as 1 hour. Hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences, Instacart highlights deals that can help save you money. You can find everything you normally buy, and they also suggest things that may be new to you. They pick the freshest produce and also keep your eggs safe too. Follow the link in the show notes that lets Instacart know that I sent you. That will not only help the show, but it will also, in this case, give you free delivery on your first order over $35. Instacart. Never go out to go grocery shopping again. All right, S&J. All right, Ken, AO, drive safely. Yep. Hey there, Daddy. Love you a lot. Thank you, Janet. Appreciate it. Alexander Herrett. How you doing there, battle buddy? What is your take on the comment, people of color? I just got to, y'all put your hands together for, y'all put your hands together for Alexander Herrett. He was my neighbor back in the day, and we served together in Afghanistan. We served together. And funny story, I'm not going to tell it right now, but he thought I was dead one day. I might tell that story. And I go walking in his office after they told him I was dead. Funny story, I'll tell that one day. Y'all remind me, I might tell you that. Anyway, what is my take on people of color? I have no take. Everybody's of color. Everybody on this planet has a color. People of color. Now, I feel some type of way of fucking being called African-American, considering I've never been to fucking Africa. All right. I'm a black American. I'm a black man born and raised in America. All right. So I feel some type of way. Oh, you African-American? No, man, I'm black. My view. I feel some type of way of freaking how every group in these United States are something. African American, Native American, Asian American, freaking Hispanic American, but I don't hear nobody saying European American around this mofo at all. So how come white people get to be Americans and everybody else got to have a title? I call bullshit on that. I just want to say it. How come you just can't be a motherfucking American? Just be an American. Why not? All right. I don't know why do we still have Republicans and Democrats? Why can't you just be fucking Americans? Vote for the person that has the views or has the ideals or things that you like. What's this? Fuck Republican, Democrat. Just be American. Parties. Who can't? And then what do you call it? The Tea Party. Where the fuck did they come from? There was no Tea Party 20 years ago. They invented that shit during the Obama administration. They weren't right enough, so they went more right, and then they want to be Tea Party. Tea Party meaning the ones that are uprising, because that's what they did when they freaking poured all the tea off the freaking boat. Remember that shit? That's where that came from. Tom says, I tried to use German American and they got called a racist. See, that's funny. That's fun. Hey, Cynthia, she used to be my neighbor across the street when we was in Chicago. I'm motherfucking American too. There you go. All right. Mr. Veteran Vlog says, because that makes too much sense. I don't know. Obama started a Tea Party movement without being a member. I know, right? I know. Left when Obama was out. Yeah, but not some of the ideals, man. They're killing me. Anyway, that's what was on my mind. I'm at 18 minutes here, and it was just bugging me. And I'm wondering, am I just all fucked up? And see, now the reason I put this on everything, this is right now going out on Daddy Cooks My Food channel, on YouTube that you guys can see until I close it off. This is going to Arbop, my podcast channel. I'm going to leave it. And it's on my Facebook right now. I'm going to leave it. Ernest, what's my views on Kamala Harris? I wish he would not have picked that lady. I wish he would not have picked her. But here's why. All right. It's not that. I mean, she's not a bad candidate, and I hope they're successful. And I'll support that. Okay. But I wish he wouldn't have picked her just because of the scandals. Joe already has. Listen, you guys haven't heard shit about Burisma in a while. You guys haven't heard shit about freaking what happened to Joe Biden's son in a while. You haven't heard anything about freaking they accusing him of being creepy Joe and freaking touching people in a while. But that's going to go ramped up full blown coming up here once they start right after these conventions. I guarantee it. Kamala Harris also has some controversy. That's why I didn't really want her to be picked. Because they're going to start digging up all that bullshit. You know how the Trump freaking campaign worked. All right. Trump didn't beat Hillary. The email server kicked her ass. You feeling me? Benghazi kicked her ass. Trump didn't win. Hillary beat herself. Scandals. And that's what Trump's going to run off of. Come on, man. He's already trying that freaking birther bullshit with Kamala Harris. Oh, there's people saying that she might not be completely black. They're already saying that. They won't deny it, and he won't say it outright. He'll say, I heard this, or this is what I heard. This is what people are saying. That's what he does. But it's out there. Jared even said it today. He didn't say that, but it's out there. But as long as they can keep talking about it, the people listening to him are going to believe it. Some of them, that 30% that won't go away. Come on, man. The lady was born in California. Kamala Harris was born in California. Who cares if she got immigrants for freaking parents? Trump's freaking mother came from Scotland. What, is he not American? You want to see his fucking birth certificate? Hell, he won't even show you his taxes. He won't even show his taxes. Come on, man. Anyway. Y'all got me going in deeper than I wanted to go. Janet, I didn't even want Stacey Abrams. I can't remember the lady's name. She was she wasn't a heavy set. A black lady, short hair. I think she's in the Senate. I can't call her name. She had like blackish brown hair center. I wanted him to pick her. I don't know, not Rice. Rice got baggage too. Come on, man. They'll beat Rice up over Benghazi. They'll beat Rice up over freaking that stuff when Bill Clinton went to talk to come on, man. Come on. Rice has freaking has baggage too. Scandals. You guys watch the campaign. Not Warren. Elizabeth, come on. You want to say it together? What's he going to call it? Pocahontas. They're going to go with all that bullshit. Scandals. I think it's Demings. I think it might be Demings. Don't quote me. But I wanted somebody that didn't have scandals. They're already going to beat Joe up. All right, they've been calling him names already. Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe. They're going to beat him up already. And I wanted him to bring somebody else that was going to be solid that they couldn't beat up to. No, not the Atlanta mayor. Not her. I would have liked her, though. I would have liked her. She's pretty cool. She's pretty sassy. Yeah, I would have liked her. Anyway. Yeah, I just want to talk about I'm going to come to New Zealand, give birth to a kid here. Natural boys. All right. That's all I really kind of want to talk about, guys. Oh, Mona says, LOL, Trump's wife had to jump far worse than the fence. That's terrible. Kevin Neal, he said, Trump all the way. Yeah, all the way till we get the election and see what happens, man. As long as you guys vote, you can vote for whoever you want to vote. Just vote. Don't waste your time and not vote. Tell your friends, tell everybody to vote. Vote however they feel they should vote. All right? But, you know, Black folks, right, we just lost a great freaking warrior that was fighting and almost lost his life over the right to vote. And it irritates me, Black folks. Oh, my vote don't count. Hold on, man. Hold on. There are people that done died, got their ass whooped and freaking beat down for the right to vote, and you don't want to use it? Hey, Brother James, how you doing? How you doing? Just make sure you get your folks out to vote. I can't tell you which way to vote. Just vote. All right. And freaking truth be told, it'll come out. Okay. There ain't nothing saying that Trump's going to lose. Just so you know, ain't nothing saying he's going to lose. Nothing saying Biden's going to win. It's just saying you got to vote. There you go. Anyway, guys, I've been on here for 24 minutes. I'm going to give it another 6, and then I'm going to jump up off of him. Janet, what do I think about the mail situation and voting? I think the United States Postal Service has been handling mail forever, ever. Okay. Now, me personally, if I thought that the mail system was going to be a crutch toward mail-in voting, I would try to improve the mail system, especially during the pandemic. If you don't want folks to get sick and you're trying to tell people to stay in, not that that's happening in the highest places, open the country and all that nonsense. Because every time shit opens, then shit spikes and then they end up freaking closing again. I don't control that. But riddle me this, Batman. How many postcards, how many Christmas cards are mailed every year? Christmas cards. All right. I think the year before last, it was 1.3 billion Christmas cards. 2 billion last year, but some of those were electronic Christmas cards. Now, they're talking about a couple hundred million votes. But prior to the post office being handicapped like it's being done now, in the spirit of efficiency or saving money, now, all of a sudden, people are having problems. All right. Didn't have problems until they got this new postmaster general. You guys can look him up yourself. But if the post office used to be able to handle billions of Christmas cards just because it's freaking Christmas, now all of a sudden they're having trouble or they're suspecting that. No, they are having trouble with regular mail now. And the only thing that has changed is the new postmaster general. You guys can look up where he came from and you can look up what changes have been made. That's how I feel about the mail. Thanks for asking. Let me scroll back up. Demings, House of Representatives. Yes, I believe that's her. I believe that's her. Tom, LOL, my papa Phil is my papa already claiming his citizenship. You're welcome. Shit. You are welcome. Voting is your civic duty. This is from S&J. Voting is your civic duty. And most of the people that don't, they always complain. I just can't understand that if you don't vote, don't complain. My thing is, if you don't vote, you're willing to accept whatever you get. So I kind of agree with that. If you don't vote, you're okay with whatever happens. So whatever happens, then just shut the fuck up and go for the ride because you didn't make a choice, I think. USPS can handle ballots. The problem is that someone is throwing a monkey wrench in the plant. Well, this is true. But there just something just happened where they were having some problems with some ballots. All right. But here's the issue. Even if the ballots could get handled all right, it's been said, and this came from the highest places, that, well, people are being able to vote 7 days after the election. And I hope y'all heard that nonsense because that's bullshit. This is what the problem is. In Nevada, they passed a law saying that as long as their ballot is postmarked prior to midnight of election day, they're giving themselves the ability to count up to 7 days later to make sure that everyone's vote is counted. There are other states in the United States, you guys look it up, that allow for 10 days. But because they passed the law and our president doesn't like that, they're trying to say, and some of you guys, you Fox watchers, you know they're saying that shit. They're voting. They're allowing them to vote after 7 days after the election so they can see who won and not liking the votes of somebody else. And that's bullshit. That's not what they did in Nevada. They just said they can keep counting for 7 days, but the postmark has to be by midnight of election day. There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Anyway, I'm at 28 minutes, folks. I got a minute and a half, 28 minutes and 40 seconds. One vote, one choice. No vote, no choice. There you go, Janet. I appreciate it. All right. I think another comment just popped down here. Yeah, vote by mail isn't an issue. How come Trump is and has been voting by mail? The same reason he wants schools open, but his son ain't going to freaking school. Come on, man. The same way he didn't want chain migration, but he married Melania, his wife, she's a citizen, and his freaking in-laws are citizens now. Chain migration. There's a lot of shit he don't want after he does it. All right? Enough of that. I'm finna go. I love you guys like cooked food. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your comments and your questions. I'm finna jump on off of here in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love you like cooked food. Be safe, be healthy, wash your hands, and I'll see you when I see you.